Harper Audio presents The Million Dollar Bond Robbery, a Hercule Poirot short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Million Dollar Bond Robbery. What a number of bond robberies there have been lately, I observed one morning laying aside the newspaper. Poirot, let's forsake the science of detection and take to crime instead. Ah, you are the, how do you say it, get-rich-quick tack, eh, mon ami? Well, look at this last coup. The $1 million worth of Liberty Bonds, which the London and Scottish Bank were sending to New York, and which disappeared in such a remarkable manner on board the Olympia. If it were not for the Malamère, I should delight to voyage myself on one of those big liners, murmured Poirot dreamily. Yes, indeed! I said enthusiastically. Some of them must be perfect palaces. The swimming bars, the lounges, the restaurants, the palm courts. Really, it must be hard to believe that one is on the sea.
Oh, me, I always know when I am on the sea, said Poirot sadly. And all those bagatelles that you enumerate, they say nothing to me. But, my friend, consider for a moment the geniuses that travel, as it were, incognito. On board these floating palaces, as you so justly call them, one would meet the elite, the haute noblesse of the criminal world.
I laughed. So that's the way your enthusiasm runs. You would have liked to cross swords with the man who sneaked the Liberty Bonds? The landlady interrupted us.
A young lady wants to see you, Monsieur Poirot. Here's her card.
The card bore the inscription, Miss Esme Farquhar. And Poirot, after diving under the table to retrieve a stray crumb and putting it carefully in the waste paper.